Welcome to the Casey Kowar Show, a celebration of words. I'm pleased to have as my guest today Andrew Klavan. We'll be discussing Mr. Klavan's new book, Damnation Street, published by Harcourt, an Otto Penzler imprint. And first of all, Andrew, thank you for taking time to speak with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Now, this is the third book in the Weiss and Bishop mystery series. And why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about, you had a successful career. A couple books you wrote were turned into films, and then you shifted gears a little bit and started this series, which is they're great reads. And if you would, tell us a little bit about your background prior to the last three novels you've written.
Sure. You know, I was writing thrillers for a long time. I started out as a journalist, and I always wanted to write novels, and I started out writing thrillers because I read this novel, The Woman in White, which is a Victorian thriller, and I just thought it was so wonderful and so rich and deep. I thought, gee, if the thriller novel can do that, it can do anything. You know, you can put anything into a thriller novel. And so I started to try to write American thrillers, modern thrillers that would be like that. And I did, in fact, have a couple of them filmed. A book called True Crime was filmed by Clint Eastwood. He directed it and starred in it. And one called Don't Say a Word was filmed with Michael Douglas in it. But I came to a point where I had written a long list of thrillers, including those two, and I felt that I kind of completed what I was trying to do with the form for a while. And so I went backwards, in a way, to the books that I first started reading when I was a kid, the kind of Mike Shane, Mike Hammer, Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett books, and I thought I'd like to write a couple of detective stories that sort of explore what it is the detective story, the tough guy detective story specifically, has in it that's just so important to American literature and to American readers. And so I started these three books, Dynamite Road, Shotgun Alley, and now Damnation Street, to kind of just look at this form that I loved so much and was really the first thing that got me interested in reading and in books.
Mm-hmm. And in Damnation Street, the you employ a technique which I really like, is you have the protagonist Weiss and Bishop, and then you have you insert a first-person narrative into the story, which really stylistically I thought worked very well. And I was wondering, was that just a technique you wanted to use to kind of just take the story different areas you wanted it to go?
No, that was actually part of what I was thinking about when I started out, because I was really thinking about these stories that I just love so much, you know, these detective stories, these stories about hard guys going down mean streets, you know, and I thought instead of just doing one of those stories, I wanted to do one, and I hope these books are as exciting and as interesting as they can possibly be, but I also wanted to have a character who is this first-person narrator who sort of can comment on them a little bit, who not only sees them from a different, think, a little bit more intellectual perspective, but also they have an effect on him. In some ways, the books are really about, or at least in part about, his becoming a man. You know, he starts mm-hmm. off as this kind of callow post-grad kid out of university, out of Berkeley. And then he gets involved and gets to witness these incredibly violent, incredibly seductive and dangerous stories that these detectives live through, and it sort of has an effect on him as he develops his character throughout the books. So he was kind of there from the beginning. If I hadn't come up with the idea of that character, I'm not sure I'd have written the books at all, even though he plays a sort of minor role in the stories.
Mm-hmm. And Weiss, who's a wonderful character, he's trying to save Julie Wyant, and who's a hooker he's never met. And Weiss has a little bit of a penchant for hookers, doesn't he?
He does. He has a problem. You know, Weiss is the guy who runs this agency, the Weiss Investigations in San Francisco, and he's got this this kind of main operative whose name is Jim Bishop. And Bishop is a wild man, and he's not a very nice guy. You know, he's kind of an SOB and a danger addict. But women love him. Women mm-hmm. just love Bishop, and all he has to do is sort of crook his finger, and they just fall all over him. And Weiss, on the other hand, who's a much kinder, more just, more moral person, can't get along with women at all. He's not a very attractive guy. He sort of puts women on a pedestal. He thinks of them too highly. And so he's a very lonely man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The only way he can really relate to women is with these prostitutes that he has sent to him every now and again. And out with whom he lives out these kind of fantasies. And one prostitute that he doesn't get to meet, he only gets to see her, a picture of her, becomes the object of his fantasies. And when we come to Damnation Street, this prostitute has disappeared. And she's not only disappeared, she has got a very, very dangerous killer after her. And Weiss, who is an expert in locating people, goes out to find her. And so what you've got is a kind of cat-and-mouse game between Weiss and this killer as they both try to get to this girl before the other.
Yeah, and really the tension and the suspense does build beautifully in it. And this one I felt had a little tinge of a Ross McDonald to it as well, kind of that classic Southern California PI novel as well, which I always like. When, as the story reveals, it's like an onion. There's a lot of layers, and we're not going to give anything away, because I really like Damnation Street because the payoffs that you get in the book at the end, I think, are well worth the are really, really strong payoffs.
Well, thanks. I see what you mean about the Ross McDonald connection, because McDonald, always told that story that went deep into the past and deep into people's psychology. And he really did use, the kind of classic Raymond Chandler format for a more psychological examination of his characters. And there's a little bit of that in this, too.
Yeah. And what are you happiest about, Andrew, between the first couple in the series, Shotgun Alley and Dynamite Road, and now Damnation Street? I know Otto Penzler's this is under his imprint. And did Otto edit this particular novel?
Yes, he did. And, Otto has been a friend of mine for a very long time. He is, as far as I'm concerned, the top guy in the mystery field, and just one of my favorite people in publishing, if not my favorite person. So working with him was just a gift. I just happened to have lunch with him at a time when I wanted to go in a new direction with a new publisher, and he just kind of casually said to me at one point, I'm starting an imprint at Harcourt. Would you like to come along? And I was like, are you kidding? Would I?
Yeah.
So it was really just a gift and a great thing. And they've done a great job, I think, with the book in terms of the way it looks and the way it feels. I'm really happy with it.
Good.
I'm really happy with what they did with it.
Good. I'm glad, because you've had kind of it's a really interesting twist to your career, and one that I really, really like and admire. Now, you're coming from True Crime and Don't Say a Word, having watched those films, you have a very strong visual element to all of your writing. Do you envision this becoming a film series, or have you sold the film rights to these yet?
I haven't sold the film rights to them. We've sort of been talking just very recently with either selling them to film, trying to sell them to film, or trying to sell them to television.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that series element. And they also have an element that reminds me a little bit of television, in that they're a little bit more about a group of people instead of one person.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of an ensemble story, the way that television shows like The Shield or Law and Order are, where they have a number of different characters, different perspectives that all bring the story together. So I think, we're all talking about it. I'm talking about it with my reps and everything, and talking about maybe trying to take it to television. It may be a little raw for TV. That's the only thing.
Well, but, this is kind of the golden age for that, at least. There are some outlets where you could do something like this that probably 5 or 10 years ago would not have been open.
That's for sure. There's some great writing on television. I mean, that's one of the things I have noticed recently is, as someone who never used to watch anything on television, I suddenly have shows that I'm eager to watch, shows like The Shield and House and things that are just really well written, and you sit there kind of nodding appreciatively and feeling that there's somebody on the other end of the screen who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you look at the writers for The Wire, I mean, you've got
right. Very
good mystery writers. So yeah, well, that I hope that goes that direction for you. Andrew, where are you pretty much committed now to the Weiss Bishop series?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm a man who never likes to take the same walk twice,
mm-hmm.
And I've always had it's always been a problem for me through my career, is that I like to do very different things. And what I feel is I've done these three that sort of complete a cycle of a story, a certain story about Julie Wyand and this killer and all this. And what I'd like to do now is do another kind of book, And then come back and re-examine Weiss and Bishop. I think for now, for me, in order to stay fresh and stay interested, I really have to do something new. And in fact, I have this idea for a book that's, you know, I'm just so excited about and unfortunately can't really talk about yet. So I think I'm going to do that first and then come back and look at Weiss and Bishop again.
Good, good. And have you done any screenwriting in the interim, or when you start your novels, do you pretty much buckle down and just work on the novel when that's the process you're in?
You know, actually, I'd love to write screenplays while I'm writing a novel, and the reason is that it's such a different process. I mean, it's much more like carpentry, you know. I always say writing a novel is like being an architect, and writing a screenplay is like being a carpenter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like after working with, you know, your whole mind and soul on a novel, writing a screenplay is kind of like going out and hammering some nails, and I really enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
And as Saul Bellow said of teaching, it solves the problem of what to do in the afternoons.
Yes, know? Yes.
And so I've actually got a film called One Missed Call, which is a remake of a Japanese ghost story.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually being filmed as we speak in Atlanta. So I'm excited about that, too. That's supposed to come out next year.
Oh, that's great. And I've got to ask, did I see Larry Block in one of the films? I was watching the films over the weekend. Did Larry Block play the doorman in one of the, in True Crime, was it?
Oh, I don't think he did, but he might have. If he did, I didn't know about it until this moment. But
that's funny. I'm going to have to go back.
Own that, you know?
I'm going to go back and look at it again because it looked like almost a walk-by, and it wouldn't surprise me if Larry tried to pull something like that off. But
I would recognize him if I saw him, but you know, you say it might have gone by so quickly I missed
Well, great. Well, the book we've been talking about today is Damnation Street by Andrew Klavan, published by Harcourt, the Otto Penzler imprint. And, Andrew, what is it that you're happiest about from Damnation Street, from Shotgun Alley, from the second to the third? What's the thing you're happiest about craft-wise?
Well, this is it's a good question. I mean, this is my favorite of the three books. And the reason is that I feel that it took me this long to integrate as completely as I wanted to all the different elements that I was working with. Dynamite Road, the first one, is a huge action story with a lot of explosions and helicopters and, you know, things going off. And it's really a very big story. And that was not quite, and even though I hope it's exciting, it was not quite the kind of down-to-earth, realistic thing that I was looking for. Shotgun Alley is much more like that, but the stories don't all come together in the way they do in Damnation Street. So what I'm particularly pleased with in Damnation Street is the way all the elements sort of are in harmony. The narrator works with everybody else to sort of bring you different perspectives on the story. So you're really seeing the story like a piece of glass you're holding up to the light and turning this way and that and getting different facets of it. And I was really happy about that. I really like dealing with classic elements and re-examining them. I've mm-hmm. always liked doing that.
Mm-hmm.
True crime, I just took... I literally sat down and thought, what's the corniest, most old-fashioned suspense story I can think of? And to see if I could re-examine it and give it a new, fresh face. And when I did True Crime, that's a story about an innocent man on death row.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's about as standard and classic as you can get. And with Damnation Street, I just felt like... I hope it doesn't sound like I'm tooting my own horn too much, but my feeling about it was that I really had assembled certain elements that are perennial elements in this kind of story and had given them a fresh look and a fresh and made them a fresh experience for the reader, and that's what I'm just very proud of that.
No, and that's why I'm glad to hear you say that, because when I read the book, that's exactly what I thought. It has kind of an old-school classic feel to it. That the old John D. MacDonald, Raymond Chandler, Ross Thomas, but set in the modern day era, but I felt it. I was reading something that has been missing on the mystery shelf for a while, and you wrote a beautiful novel, and I recommend to all the listeners to go out and buy Damnation Street, because it's a hell of a book. It's a good read. It'll keep you up late at night turning the pages. And I'd be very surprised if you guessed the end.
It's Nice to hear. Thank you very much. You know, I feel like there are two kinds of approaches to this sort of book. There's kind of the realistic approach, the ultimate realistic approach that I think you get from guys like Lehane and maybe Pelicanos, a really good, almost a journalistic eye mm-hmm. for things. But there is another approach, which is the approach of a more almost romantic element, which is sort of looking within the kind of story itself and trying to figure out, you know, how these stories work and what makes them so appealing. I frequently think of films like Unforgiven, Clint Eastwood's film Unforgiven. You know, you don't watch that film to find out about the West. You watch it to find out about Westerns, you know?
Right, exactly.
That makes it so sweeping and big and romantic. And I hope to catch a little bit of that kind of element to show you, you know, the Private Eye novel in its old classic romantic form, and just bring it to life again.
Very good. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for writing Damnation Street. And we'll catch up with you down the road when the next book comes out.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Okay, take care.